B'shus de Rosh Hashiva Shlita Choshev Rami Men Achroinim Chavivim Talmidei HaYeshiva. I think I was here approximately 2 years ago in the yeshiva, and I have very good memories from this Choshev Mokam Toira. I think any visit in Los Angeles without speaking to the B'nai Toira of this yeshiva would probably be lacking, so Baruch Hashem, happy to be here again. The days in which we meet are the days of Svira Suwaima. And we are approaching Kabbalah Satayra at a relentless pace. It is time to do the proper achana to Kabbalah Satayra, and that is the essence of the mitzvah of Svira Suwaima. When the Sefer Achinuch explains Shoyresh HaMitzvah, in Mitzvah Shin Vav, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Lefi shekol ikron shel Yisrael einoi elo ha-toiro. That is the ikar Yisrael. Kol ikron shel Yisrael einoi elo ha-toiro v'ba'avuro nivra'u shomayim v'oretz v'Yisrael. The Rishonim always speak in such clear and simple terms. Kol ikron shel Yisrael einoi elo ha-toiro. And for the Torah, Shomayim va'oretz, heavens and earth, and Klal Yisrael were created. That is the essence of Brias Uwailo. Ulaharois ben avsheinu es hachefetz hagodol sheyesh lanu elayoyim hazeh. To prove and to express the yearning, the hishtoikikis we have. Leyoyim hanichsaf hazeh of Kabbalah Satorah. That is why we have the mitzvah of Svira Suwaima. That is why we count the days from one day to the other, approaching Kabbalah Satayra. And Gedolei HaDoros, starting with the Maral, the Chidush Harim, Lev Eliyahu, Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, Zecher Tzadikim Levroche, quotes the Talmidim, the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. They all understand that Mem Tes Yemei HaSvira Ar mechuvin keneged memches dvorim sha'atoyre nikneis bohem. In Perek Vav of Mesechtes Avos, the Brice of Kinyan Torah, we learn sha'atoyre nikneis bememches dvorim. So why wouldn't Chazal say memtes dvorim atoyre nikneis bohem? Our drosha would be marvelous. 49 days, 49 Kinyonei Torah. Why would there be 49 days if there only are 48? Dvorim sha'atoyre nikneis behem. And if you would ask me, what would I suggest, number 49? No problem at all. I could suggest many things to fill in the gap. We should have 49. Mem tes dvorim sha'atoyre nikneis behem. However, that braisa is divrei chazal, divrei elokim chayim. Divrei Chazal, b'chachma elokis, b'oimek binosam, aleihem ein lahoisif, u'mehem ein legroya. And if Chazal say, mem chesvoim sha'toyre nikneis behem, it is 48, not 47 and not 49. Loi pochois v'lo yois. V'yaf al pikein, mem tes yemei asvira, do coincide with Memches Dvorim Sha'atoyre Nikneis Behem. So what do we do with the extra day? Some of you would assume, well, after 48 days of Amelus, of trying all the ways of Kinyan Torah, we deserve a break. So day 49 is, you know, a vacation. Take it easy one day. We deserve it after 48 days of Amal, of Yegiyah, of preparation. Totally unreasonable. Erev Kabbalah Satayra is not a day to get a break. So what do we do with that extra day? The Lev Eliyahu brings that the Talmidim of Reb Yisrael Salanter used that last day for Chazara. And that day, they went over all the Memches Dvorim Sha'atoyra Nikneis Bohem. And there were Boichein Ubaideik. Is there anything we still have to do? Are we still lacking in shleimus in any of those memches dvarim shatoyre nikneis bohem? That was the shitta of Rabbi Saul Salanter and his Talmidim. I myself, I remember since I was a young boy, I had another mahalach, another derech, maybe several other derech. There's a gemara in Nidet Afayin. Shalu anshe Alexandria shel Mitzrayim es Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hanania. Ma yasa odam v'yechka. How could one achieve chachma, wisdom, greatness in Torah? Omalohem yarbe b'yeshiva v'yamayit b'schayra. What a simple question. Just sit and learn. Yarbe b'yeshiva v'yamayit b'schayra. Amru loy harba osu kein v'loyolzu b'yodom. Many have tried this formula, v'loyolzu b'yodom. And they did not achieve the heights of greatness in Torah. Omalohem yevakesh memi shehachochmo shaloi. You have to daven and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mepiv das tvunois. And the Gemara says, ho b'loi ho loi kaim. You cannot achieve Torah only with a combination of both eitzes. Yarbe b'yeshiva v'mayit b'schayin on one end, v'yevakesh memisha hachoch mishaloi and the other. You cannot succeed without both of them. And I feel that in yeshivas we probably don't emphasize enough Eitzah number two. We all know, as you probably all know, as you probably hear on a daily basis from the Rosh Yeshiva, from the Mashgichim, that without Omol, without Yegiyah, without really giving whatever you've got to Kinyan Torah, you can't really make it. You can't be Zoicha L'Kischa Shel Torah. But the Gemara teaches us in Nidat Afayin that you can't make it without Tfilo either. Yevakesh memisha hachoch mishaloi. La'asuke shmaitze siyata deshmaye, Chazal say. And only with tefillah and with siyata deshmaye could you really get there. You might think you're doing great, but only with tefillah could a person truly be zoicha. L'kisa shel Torah, to godless in Torah, ho b'loi ho lo kaim. So maybe 48 days we are to dedicate all our koiches to memches dvorim shatoyre niknes behem. Day 49, we humbly take it to Hillim. V'yevakesh memisha hachoch mishaloi. I never feel comfortable arguing with Reb Saul Salanter. Who am I to voice a different mahalach or a different opinion? So, I don't have any plukta with Reb Saul Salanter. Day 49, start off the day with Chazora. In a very short while, we reach the conclusion, Vasis Dotzerei. No way, no chance. What we haven't achieved in 48 days, we're not going to achieve in day 49. And when we are Baidik, our Neshamis, our Nefesh, our own selves, whether we achieved shleimus in all of those memches dvarim, we start counting number one, number two, number three, and we see right away that we haven't achieved shleimus in any of them. So, my dear friends, start off day 49 with Chazara. In a short while, you're going to be with a tillum in your hand. What's the dotzaton? What can we do more? We tried, we haven't gotten anywhere. So Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Avinu Avu Rachamon, Hamarachem, Rachem Oleinu, Yevakesh Memi Shehachoch Mishaloi. And then I thought maybe the extra day is not even day 49. Maybe the extra day is day number one. Derech Eretz Kodmo L'Toyro, Amro Chazal. So when we are to embark on our journey, in Memches Dvarim Shatoyre Niknes Behem, we are told, hold back. Before Kinyan Torah, there is something that comes before Kinyan Torah. And that is Derech Eretz. Midish Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, Derech Eretz Kodmo L'Torah. Have you ever learned Pirkei Avos? I would imagine so. How many prokim are there in this Masechta? 6 prokim. But actually only the first 5 are Mishnayos. And Perek Vav is a Braisa. That is the Braisa we call the Braisa of Kinyan Torah. In no other Masechta do we have a Braisa as an integral part of the Masechta. I mean, any other Masechta we take, whether it's the 9 prokem of Masechta's Brochus or any other Masechta, those are Sidrei Mishnah, and Tosefta is a unit for itself. Only in Masechta's Avos are there 6 prokem, while only the first 5 are Mishnayos, and Perek Vav is a Brais. And I feel that the reason is the Braisa of Kinyan Torah is the formula how one achieves Kisra Shel Torah, greatness in Torah. The first 5 prokem are the introduction. Masechta Avos is the only Masechta dealing primarily with Derech Eretz. These 5 prokem are the introduction to Perek Vav, Derech Eretz Kodmo L'Torah. So maybe that extra day is not even the last day, whether we dedicate that day for Chazorah or for Tefillah. Maybe it's the first day, dedicated to Derech Eretz, which is a Tnai Mugdam, a main Derech Eretz Ein Torah. And on that Mishnah Masechta Avos, a main Derech Eretz Ein Torah, Kosav Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Shela Olam Loi Tishkoin HaTorah, Ela Beguf Shu Metukan B'Midas Tovus. If you don't have Midas Tovus, you can never achieve greatness in Torah. And that is the essence of the 6th prokem in Masechta Avos. Maybe that is the extra day. Mem tes yemei svira, while we only have mem ches dvorim sha'atoyra niknes bohem. And one additional thought on mem tes yemei hasvira. Mem tes yemei hasvira, specifically, what do we do with that extra day? There's a letter from Harav Hutner, Zeichet Tzadik Levocha, to Pachad Yitzchak. And in that letter, he asks a tremendous shaila. We all know the Mesilas Yishorim, that magnificent sefer of the Ramchal, the sefer which is Shava Lachol Nefesh, Kotten Shebektanim and Godel Shebegdoilim. The Mesilas Yishorim is based on the Seder Hu Avoida of Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyo. In Avodah Zorah Daf Chav, we learn a brayse of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyah. Torah mevi'o l'dei zehirus, zehirus l'dei zrizes, nekiyas, prishes, tahara, and so on, till we can achieve the heights of Ruach HaKodesh, the greatest midrege a human being can ever achieve. So Rav Pinchas ben Yoyah starts off with Torah. The Mesilas Yesharim, however, skips Torah, and he starts off with Zahiris. Why would that be? Was the Mesilas Yesharim arguing with Rav Pinchas ben Yoyah? Totally impossible. So why does he skip Torah? He actually mentions Torah in the beginning of Zahiris, but why wouldn't he dedicate a separate perek for Torah the same way he dedicates several prokem for each of the other midas? In the latter, in the Sulam Avoid of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyah, Rav Hutner explains Lefi Darkoi, Libi Yoimerli. Does any one of you boys remember what is the first Perek in Mesilas Yesharim? What is the Koteret? What is the caption in Perek Aleph of Mesilas Yesharim? Bebiur Klal Choyvasa Odom Biyoilomoi. That is the way the Mesilas Yesharim explains and interprets Torah. What does the Pinchas ben Yoyah mean when he says Torah mevi'ah de Zahirus, Zrizus, Nekiyas, Prishus? From Zahirus on, all of those are midas, traits. Torah is not a midah. So it doesn't seem to fit in naturally with the Seder of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. So I think, Libi Yomeli, Mashal Amad Ovid Doima, there was a king. All the Mishalim are about kings, if you ever noticed. There was a king, and he summoned the middle of the night his greatest general, his greatest strategist, his most decorated general in his army. He calls him in the middle of the night, something very, very urgent. And he says, I have a mission for you. It's mission impossible, but you've got to do it. And he describes, in short, what this mission is about. And the general says, okay, so I'll need a platoon of commandos and some paratroopers, and I need a sailor, and we'll need some boats, and we'll need some tanks and some trucks. And the king says, no, 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 that's not the right way to do it. Before you tell me what you need, I want to tell you what I need. And I want you to listen carefully. This mission is essential to the kiyum of the whole Malchus, of the Republic. Failure is not an option. Because if we will fail, the whole Republic will fall apart. You and your family will die. I and my family will perish. Listen to me carefully. Failure is not an option. You have to succeed, and there's no other way. Because it's your life, the life of your family, all you've got, all that is precious to both of us and to all of us. And only if you understand that, do you have any chance of succeeding. Because this is a mission more difficult than any you have ever known. That is what the king said to that great general. When we learn the Brice of Kenyan Torah, or we learn the Seder of Avodah of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, we are eager to embark on this journey, like a tiger waiting to charge out of his cage. But Chazal say, no. First of all, tzorech shiyesbarer eitzel ha'adam klal choyvasoy bi'aylamoy, because this is such an impossible mission. The mission of Tikkun HaMidos, the mission of Kirvus Elohim, is so impossible, is so difficult. Rabbi Saul Saranta said, it is easier to uproot a mountain than to be metaken one middle, b'nefesh ha'adam. This is such a difficult mission. You have no chance of succeeding only if you will truly understand what is at stake. Only if you will understand. Tzorech shiyesbarer eitzel ha'adam klal chayvosoy bi'olamoy. What this world is all about, what your life is all about, why we are here. What are we as Bnei Keil Chai, Bonov Shel Elokeinu? What is it that we've got to accomplish? It is only if you understand that failure is not an option. As Kumtnish and Cheshm, you've got to succeed because that is all you've got. And if you don't succeed, you have achieved nothing in your life. It is only then that you stand a chance of succeeding in this most difficult of any endeavor. That is how the Ramchal interpreted Torah meviyah l'idei zehirus v'zrizus v'nekiyus v'prishus. Because there is no other way, and there is no other source from which a person could understand klal choyvosoy bi'olamoy, only from Torah. That is how the Ramchal explains Torah, and that is Perek Aleph of Mesilas Yeshorim. Bebiur klal choyvosoy bi'olamoy. And maybe that is the extra day of Yemei HaSfira. As we sit Belayla Seder, telling stories of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Amar Belasaper Areza Meshubach, and we're eager to embark on this journey of Memches Dvorim, we are eager to start working to combine Yetzias Mitzrayim with Mamad Har Sinai, we are held back. No. Use the first day just for his boneness, just for reflection, just to understand why this mission is so important and why we cannot fail, why we have to use every day of these Memches Yamim, Memches Yamei Asvira, to achana for Kabbalah Satoir. So I assume you also remember Perek Vav of Mesechtes Avos. I think Memches Dvorim Shatoir Niknes Behem is Braisa number 6 or number 7. It is not the first Braisa in this Perek. First we learn. Kol Aloy Mitoir Lishmo Zoichel Dvorim Harbe. Then we learn Bekol Yoyim V'Yoyim Baskol Yoytzeis Mechorev Oilehem Lebrias Mi'alboino Shel Toira. And then we learn Al Tis'ave L'Shulchanam Shel Malachim Shulchan Chu Godel M'Shulchanam V'Kisra Chu Godel M'Kisram. It is only when you understand these basic truths, these basic Yesidus, it is only then that we embark and Memches Dvorim Shatoire Niknes Be. So I have shared with you, Talmidim Yikorim, machshavas, feelings about Yemei HaSvira. Memtes Yemei HaSvira, according to all the Rishonim, whether it's the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Shin Vav, Rabbeinu Yerucham, Perek Hei, Chelek Hei, Nisiv Dalid, many other Rishonim. Everyone understands that these are days which should be devoted, dedicated to Kabbalah Satoira. Mem ches dvorim shatoira niknes behem, mem tes yemei hasvir. Tfilo, we daven for the ill, we daven for parnosa, we do not daven enough for hatzlocha in Torah. And all the Gedolei HaMusar teach us, it is only with tefillah that somebody truly has siyata dishmaya. Omol, yegiyah, and tefillah. On one hand, yarbe b'yeshiva v'yamayit b'schor. And on the other, yevakesh memi shahachochme shaloi. I remember when I was a young bocher, I too had my trials and difficulties, as we all have. It's not easy. Not always do we understand. Not always do we find the koiches to persevere, to the koiches of Asmoda and the koiches of Omol. You've got to dive into a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you need a lot of Omol. Toiro nimshalo lebe'eor, Chazal teach us. And the Or HaChaim explains Shiras HaBe'er, and Be'er Shel Miriam was also Shiras HaToiro, because Toiro Nimshol Al HaBe'er. With what does Toiro resemble a well or a Be'er? In Shas and in Mikroi HaKodesh, we find three different types of Mikveh Mayim. There is a boil. Well, I would just imagine you didn't learn Masechtos Erevin yet, but in Erevin there is a concept, boil shel oilei ragolim. It was a pit that was dug and filled up with water for oilei ragolim. A boil is kol kuloi bidei adam. Man, he digs the pit and he fills it up with water. There is a mayon, ayonois yoitzim bebiko vebahar, a mayon, a river, a stream, whatever it is, kol kuloi bidei shomayim, mesheshis yemei bereshis. And then we have a be'er. A be'er is tchiloso bidei yodom. Man is the one that digs this be'er, but he has to reach the water table. If not, his effort is futile. Ebe'er is tchilasoi b'day adam, v'soifoi b'yedei shomayim. And that is why Torah is nimshal lebe'er. Yogato motzoso tami. It seems difficult. Sometimes it seems unattainable, impossible. But you have to invest. You have to devote yourself and dedicate all your koiches to Omal HaTorah, and then you'll have Siyata Deshmaya. You will find water. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Shtei mayim miboyecho, v'noizlim min be'eyecho, v'yafutzu maynoisechu chutzo. In the same Pasuk, a Pasuk that Chazal interpret as referring to Torah, in the same Pasuk we find Boyo, Be'er, and Mayon. Shtei Mayim mi Boyocho, v'noizlim min Be'ercho, v'yafutzu maynoisechu chutzo. And I feel that Pshat is at the beginning of the way, at the beginning of the road, in your age, Omer HaTorah seems like a bore, impossible. Azoy shver, so difficult. We dig, we have to fill it up with water. If you will keep on going, if you will persevere, then the next stage is v'noizlim min be'eicho. Yogato metzasa. And at the end of the road, as Chazal say in the Brice of Kinyan Torah, kol aloy metorah lishmo, naso kemayon hamizgaber, v'kenoho she'enoy poisik. That is the final stage in the quest of godless b'Torah. Shtei mayim miboicho, v'noizlim min be'echo, v'yafutzu maynoisechu chutzah. So that is my bracha to you, to each and every one of the wonderful bochurim of this great yeshiva. Omol, invest all the koiches you've got. Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tiken amidois, emein derech eretz, ein Torah. And then, this is a promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, muftach lo, that he will be zoche to Torah. So, Yehi Ratzon, that from this Beis Medrash should come forth Emes Talmidei Chachamim, Yirei Shamayim, Balei Midos, Rosh Yeshiva, and all the Choshev Aramim should have nachas from all their Talmidim. Talmidim Kruim Bonim, Bnei Hanavim, as Chazal teaches. And we should all be Zoich in the Schus of Talmud Torah. To Rachamei Shomayim, to Bias HaMoshiach, and Binyam Beis HaMikdosh, Bemheiro V'Yomeinu Amen.